everybody. Welcome to Money and Change and our new setup. Would you believe it? We have basically a new studio setup and it is great. And you've just listened to Price Tag by Jesse J and the gang. Hey, welcome to Money and Change right here on Trim Radio Network. And we've got a lot of stuff to cover, but I've got to do some big shout outs and everything. But before we do that, the information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own research and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in the broadcast. Well, a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. And I really enjoy doing the show. And we don't get paid for doing the show. We want to help people. But the big thing is to keep us on the air, you got to buy the merchandise. So if you go to Trim Radio Network, or trimradio.com. You can listen to the shows. You can partner with us. You can support the station. Or you can buy the merchandise. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of good merchandise on the show. You know, preceding me was Michael Bejas with Life Walk with Christ God. He was on. And he's on every Sunday. And then I come on right after him with Money and Change. So, you know, hey, to support the station, you got to buy the merchandise. We've got a lot of good shows, and we'll probably have some more coming up, too. They're in the works right now, a Fishing in Florida show with Rascala Stefan. And we've got Life Walk with Christ God. We've got Money and Change. We've got Take Point 22 with Michael Bejas. We've got Natural Marketer Podcast with Victoria Smith. We've got My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. I'm sorry, 8 p.m. Oh, my God. Time flies. Hey, we've also got The Bend, Adventure Waits Around the Bend. Check that out. We also have Rascala Stefan's Red Pill Reality Show. And he had some good conversations in his show the other night. And I just returned back from the University of Findlay, and I just barely caught the tail end of the show. So you can always get it on the replay, too. Also coming soon, we've got the Nixie Weekly Music Countdown, so you want to check that out. We also have a lot of stuff going on, so if you check us out daily, you're going to find out a lot of information. But buy the merchandise, or as Michael says, the merch. Buy the merch. So check us out. Tell your friends about us, trimradio.com. A big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. I went up to Findlay yesterday, and I'll tell you what, I saw two very good close basketball games. They played Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan. And I've been there. It's a beautiful campus. It's a very, very, very good school. And so anyhow, as it turned out, the University of Findlay won by a few points. And this next week, they're going to go back up to Hillsdale and play them again. So it's going to be interesting. I'm not going to make the five-hour drive to go up to Hillsdale to see the game. If anything, I might catch it on live stream if I get the chance. But the University of Findlay, they have a good facility. Actually, it's a good school. It's a very good school. You can get a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, or a doctorate degree. And I'll tell you what, one of the girls on the girls' basketball team, she was finishing up on her doctoral degree for pharmacy. Can you imagine that? Somebody that's working on a doctorate degree and they are playing basketball? It was interesting. She's a good basketball player too. But I'll tell you, that was something to see that person. There was a guy that was on the men's basketball team that was just finishing up his master's in business administration. Very good basketball player. A matter of fact, that whole, both teams are very good academically. And it really points to a really good school. Check them out, www.findley, the University of Findlay in Findlay, Ohio, 4,300 students. They've got three campuses, and they have the Hazard Materials campus, which is one of a few in the country. It's a very good campus. Also, they have the main campus, and they have the equestrian campus. And I saw somebody with the equestrian jacket on. I was having dinner, actually lunch, and in they came. They were all dressed to the hilt, and they had their equestrian jacket on. And it was said something about a national championship in 2024 or 2023. Hey, they've got good programs. I know that. But I don't follow the equestrian as much maybe as I should. But hey, it was a good showing for their school. Also, they have very good NCAA division sports, Division II sports. Their track and field team is rated nationally, and I believe their swim team is rated nationally. It's a good school if you like sports. But if you like to get a good education, check out the University of Findlay in Findlay, Ohio at www.findley. Also, check out Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. That's the center section of the pens. Anyhow, check them out on Facebook. It's Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks, RustyDuck's Custom Pens and Blanks. If you have a business or a school, whether it's a high school, junior college, college, for any of your degrees or any of your customers that you want to give a gift pen to, and they're beautiful pens. Michael and I both have them. Trust me, that they are great. And, you know, if you have an employee even, and you want to have an award ceremony for the employee, Rusty Duck's Custom Pens, you can't beat them, and I'll tell you what. They don't go out of the shop until they're 100% perfect, and they are really nice pens. They're on a cross pen platform. And I'll tell you what, if you're a Second Amendment lover, he has pens for that too. Excellently designed. Also, a big shout out to Money and Change, of course, every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we go worldwide. We are on the web. And also, we have My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, and that's going to be Wednesdays at 8 p.m. And we get to sit back and kind of chill out a little bit on that show. We don't just do finance. We get out and we talk about anything and everything. Also, we've got the Big Family Homestead with Brad and Krista. Check them out. They're in Wisconsin, where it's beginning to be mud season in Wisconsin. Things are beginning to thaw out. Check out the Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King in Wiggins, Mississippi. And they're getting ready to plant for the spring and a lot of things. And I learned one thing this week from Danny. If you are planting a garden, and let's say you're planting potatoes, and you happen to have mint planted right next to it, you have to dig up that mint and get all of the roots and runners out before you plant the potatoes. But Danny just doesn't do farm topics. He talks about a lot of different things. He's very knowledgeable. But when he was talking about the runners for the mint, he said, mint has to be planted separately in a pot. Do not plant it in a raised bed with potatoes or any other plants. Mint likes to take over. See, I learn something every time I watch that show. Also, check out Dave Kobler at Southern Prepper One. I've known Dave for a long time, like I've known Brad and Krista for a long time. And Dave Kobler does an excellent job. And he talks about boots on the ground and a lot of other topics, and he is very knowledgeable. So check him out, Dave Kobler, Southern Prepper One. Prepper Nurse Juan, well, if you want to watch somebody dig a underground root cellar, if you know what I mean, I saw a video of his using an electric jackhammer down there, digging away at the soil, and it's really some type of rock. I don't know what type, but they really have to chisel at it, and he wants to build a root cellar. And a storm cellar where it can go if there's a bad storm, if you know what I mean. Also, we've got Nate with Canadian Prepper. He went shopping at Walmart. Interesting show, really was. I watched that today, too. Also, you want to check out Appalachian Homestead with Patara. And she's talking about everything that's going on. Everything. And are we going to have a financial crisis? You don't know. Nobody really knows. We can see trends moving that way, but we don't really know. You know, if you want to get involved in communications, and I've always said this, get yourself a GMRS radio like this, $35 for a license for 10 years. The GMRS radio is fantastic radio. I can talk from where I live, 35 miles away, and then it goes out for another approximately 75, 80 miles from there through a repeater. Other than that, I can talk to local repeaters or people in my area that I want to talk to during SHTF or whatever, emergencies and whatever. And this happens to be an ocean radio. It's one of the better ones for GMRS. You can check them out, buy2radios.com. But I use them for communication with neighbors and friends and other people in the area where I live. But if the phones go down, like they had a problem this last week with AT&T and a bunch of other carriers, especially cell phones, they had problems. And AT&T says it was a programming glitch. Other people were saying otherwise. And they were saying, well, if the phones don't work, do you have a landline? Remember the old type of wall phones? You pick them up and you put them to your ear and then you dial or press the buttons and so forth. A landline comes in very handy because when cell phones don't work, landlines do. So remember that part in your preparedness. It's just one of those things that you have to have. And I have both. I used to have voice over internet protocol, VOIP, and I was going to keep that. And it wasn't bad, didn't cost me much. But it had to be on when the computer was on all the time. And I wasn't about to leave the computer on all the time. You get various little bugs coming in out of the internet. And we don't want that. Especially anymore, there have been a lot of attempts at getting into different internet providers and businesses, and people are hacking, they're getting involved, and you need to stay abreast to make sure that you do have at least Windows Defender, if not things like Avast, Norton, and there are others, plenty of others, to take care of your internet needs. Once these bugs get in your system, they can really mess things up. And I had that happen one time, and that was thanks to one of the major internet antivirus companies, and I dropped them for that reason. It took me a while to get everything back up and running, and it was not an easy task. And I was using at the time one of the best ones, and somehow a bug got in and really caused a problem. So make sure you have internet protection. And some people were saying today that VPN, very private networks, don't necessarily work. They may or may not. Check them out. You just have to use your own due diligence. I always say that on my world. You do your own due diligence. That means check out everything yourself. Well, guys, we've got a bunch of stuff going on. And if I learn how to use this control board right, this is only like, I think my second or third time working with this, and this is something else. I just have to get used to it. Every day's a learning day, and we ought to take that as a grain of salt. Everything you need to learn is out there. Whether or not you're trying to learn about finance, financial world, or you're trying to learn about how to become a ham operator with a technical license. I guess that's what it is. I was going through some of that stuff today, and I had that on my little pad, and I was reading through stuff. I have a lot to learn, a lot to go over. I missed taking my test a couple weeks ago, and now I have to buckle down some more because there's another test coming up, and I do want to become a ham operator. People say I'm a ham enough. I want to be prepared, and GMRS works right now. Ham will work even better when I have a tech license. But that takes time, that takes money and study. Well, anyhow, guys, a lot of stuff has been going on financially. If you check out our Facebook page, Money and Change / Financially Prepped, I've put some things up there. And one person said this was cyber, not solar. Was it a cyber attack? Was it a solar attack? And AT&T says it was something else. You need to be prepared. And like I've said at the beginning of the shows, pay down your money. Pay down your money. Yeah, right. Pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Buy some long-term food, canned goods. Make sure you get freeze-dried foods if necessary, or MREs, meals ready to eat. Make sure you have your medications on hand that you need. Make sure you have a good first aid kit. Make sure you have the right clothing for the season. Make sure that you have seeds to plant a garden. It's going to be imperative. The price of vegetables are going to start going up and up. The price of food is going up and up. Patara was complaining about Aldi's. Their prices have, in some cases, more than doubled what they were, according to her. Check your local Aldi's if you have them, Aldi apostrophe S. Check them out. I like to go there and get a few things from time to time. And I was just there today. I was looking at vegetables. They had some very nice vegetables, so I got them. I also picked up some cottage cheese and some other things. And I don't use the snack aisle. Boy, if I did that, I'd be pigging out. I don't know about you, but there's nothing like watching something on YouTube or watching the news or whatever, and you have to have something to snack on. That can get expensive, and right now you got to watch every buck that you've got. Trust me. There was a video on alert systems down, and talked about AT&T, Cricket, Verizon's consumer cellular, a cell service outage. I was talking about that. There was another one I put up there about the central bankers exposed, and they're basically saying we will print money and people will believe it. Yeah, when are things really going to get nasty? Well, when I find out, they're going to go on our Money and Change Facebook page. It's free to get into. You just have to click on it, and join. That's it. It's free. Not too much stuff is free anymore. You know what I mean? A lot of things to consider. And I don't know about you, but when I go shopping, things are getting expensive. And coming back, I want to tell you something. I came back from Findlay and I stopped in at, I'll just say it, Perkins Restaurant. And I went in there and I normally would get something. I had a friend with me and she went ahead and ordered her meal, which wasn't much. And I ordered just turkey and dressing. And we had something to drink apiece, no dessert. By the time we got done, it was almost $37.90-some at a Perkins. I couldn't believe it. I had them recheck the bill. No, that's what it was. Well, Perkins, you just lost a customer because I will not be back. I'm sorry. Something was wrong with that bill. And they weren't going to fix it. I could sense it. I could look at it. That's it. No more Perkins. Sorry, Perkins Corporate. You lost a customer. Actually, two of them. But that's the way it goes in business. Hey, also, I had a surprise today. I went out for lunch. And I went to pay my bill. And the owner of the restaurant comes over to me. And she says, your bill's been paid. I said, what do you mean my bill's been paid? Somebody paid the bill. I said, who paid the bill? She said, I can't tell you. Okay, so I went up to the cashier and I said to her, and I've known these people for quite a while. And I said, Marty, I said, who bought my meal? She says, I can't tell you. I said, what do you mean you can't tell me? She said, I can't tell you. And I said, why not? She says, I can't. So I said, well, thank you very much. And I walked back to the owner and I said, Pat, I said, here's $20. Take that $20 because our meal would have been probably $18. I said, take that $20 and find somebody that you think is deserving that's eating here today and go ahead and buy their meal. Pay it forward. Don't tell them who did it. And we'll just keep doing this. And we'll see how that works. So hopefully somebody today had a surprise meal on me. And I had a surprise meal by somebody else. When you go to Aldi's, you know, you have to put a quarter in the cart to be able to get it out of the corral where they keep them. Do you ever put it back and then push the device into the handle and get your quarter back? Or do you just not connect it and leave your quarter in the machine? Well, I decided I would go ahead and pay it back again. And I left it out there because somebody needy is going to come along. They're going to need that cart. They're not going to pay for it. They may not have the money. Just being kind helps. And in this world of craziness, and I mean craziness, we all have to take time and actually be kinder. Pay forward. It'll give you a good sense of feeling of accomplishment, and the next person will be probably very grateful, and hopefully they pay things forward, and that works. Well, hey, if you take a look at the national debt clock, and you know, we always talk about money and money and change. You know, we have to. If you're not watching your money, like the government, they're spending us into oblivion. Somebody said, I believe it was in 10 years, that we're going to be $54 trillion in debt. I think it was in 10 years. Well, right now we are at 34,343,345,000,000, and it's flying in national debt. The debt per citizen is $102,142. Do you have that hanging around? I don't. I have no idea. I don't have anything in my pockets. But the debt per citizen is $102,142. The debt per taxpayer, wow, that is a biggie. $265,582 per taxpayer. I don't know about you. I don't have that kind of money. Not very many people do. And how does it happen? The government goes ahead and overspends. I was listening to somebody today talking about people in New York, and the governor is giving illegal immigrants, and I said illegal immigrants, not undocumented. They're illegal. They're here illegally. They're giving them credit cards so they can buy their own groceries or whatever. And somebody said it was $1,000, and somebody else came back and they said, no, it's $10,000 on that card. Where are they getting the money? They're getting it from us. They're getting it from you. They're getting it from the guy that lives next to you, across the street, maybe in the next town, the next state. They're taking our money. And the government is spending it foolishly. I don't mind helping people out, but they got to be legal. If they're legal in the United States, I have no problem with it. Even if they applied for a visa, that's being legal. Just coming across the border, maybe not having shots and causing people to get illness, that's a problem. But we have a problem overall. You know, income tax is coming due. Yeah, it's that time of year again. Some people have to have their taxes done. Some people can do their own taxes. And some people don't make enough money. They don't have to do taxes. That's scary. I just had my taxes done. Did I get a lot of money back? No. I wish I did, but I didn't. And mine was a little complicated, so I had to pay somebody to actually take the time to do them. They couldn't find any loopholes. I still ended up paying tax. And I'll tell you what, it's getting scary. It really is. You try to make some money when you're working, and then when you retire, you don't make any money, and you hopefully have investments or something that's providing extra money. And if not, you're in a world of hurt. And guess what? Hi, neighbors. Welcome to Walmart. Because I know a lot of people that work at Walmart. They have to. They can't stop working. We have to tell the government to stop spending our money. They're spending it frivolously, like they print it, and they keep printing. It's getting scary out there. You know, I was doing some research today, and Peter Schiff wrote something, a household budget highest in nation's history. And it said in a recent interview, Peter Schiff was featured on Real America with Dan Ball. In analyzing the current economic landscape, Peter shared a perspective that challenges the optimistic narrative surrounding the key indicators. And the report said his skepticism extends to the job growth, which he really attributes to individuals taking multiple jobs amid rising prices and stagnant paychecks. Look at people who work at Wendy's or Burger King or some of the other stores. They might be working two or three jobs just to make ends meet. That's That's bad. I remember the days when, you know, you would work one job and you could pay your bills. You could support your family. But now you can't. You have to work two jobs or three jobs just to support your family. Now, Peter Schiff also said on the inflation report, he countered the notion of decreasing inflation by asserting that it is bottoming out and poised to intensify. Well, guess what? I think interest rates are up there now, and I think they're going to go down just a little bit, just before the election. And then after the election, guess what? I think it's going to go back up. Now, Pete Schiff says the only reason consumers are using their credit is because they're broke. And if it was a good economy, they wouldn't have to depend on credit. The credit card, if you pay everything off when it is due and you don't pay interest, that is fantastic. But if you don't, the interest and compound interest, if you don't pay it off, will put you into a deep situation. So pay down that credit card, pay it off, and make sure that you live beneath your means. In other words, let's cut out the Netflix and all the fancy stuff. Live plainly, very simply, and make sure your bills are all paid. I don't have any debt. My car's paid for. My house is paid for. I do have a credit card, and that credit card is used to purchase different things. But when the bill comes due, I pay it off. I haven't paid any interest on any credit card, for the past 3 or 4 years? And occasionally you might get a big ticket item and you'll pay it off in two payments. And yeah, you're going to pay some interest, but what would happen if you don't pay it off? And the interest keeps going and going and going and going and going and building and building and building. And Peter Schiff is saying, if the economy was strong, we wouldn't be running up $1 trillion of red ink every quarter on the national debt. And supposedly, by raising the interest rates, it's supposed to reduce inflation. And it does that by reducing borrowing and spending. But that's not happening. People are still borrowing and spending. You know, Tucker Carlson had something that was on YouTube, and it was about travelogues in Russia, and they were talking about prices at McDonald's. And basically, when converted to U.S. dollars, the McDonald's, or their version of McDonald's, a real hamburger cost 96 cents. Actually, it was a cheeseburger, was 96 cents. Can you believe that? What are the cheeseburgers now? $2-3? What's wrong? Gee, Russia doesn't have inflation. I saw people shopping. I saw people eating in restaurants. I've seen the food. Somebody's given us a line of, I think I can say bull, because we cut the bull and serve the truth on Trim Radio. There was another one, why central bank digital currencies are unnecessary and dangerous. Daniel Lacalle went ahead and wrote that article. And remember, they were talking about CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, which means they raid our savings and checking accounts, and they say, well, you're going to have digital money, and you'll be able to use a credit card and spend your digital money. Oh, gee, I had $500 in the bank. Now I have 500 credits. Okay. Well, what happens if I don't like what the government's doing and all of a sudden I go to spend my money? I don't have any money. Where did it go? Oh, your funds were locked up. Well, why were they locked up? They were mine. Oh, the government cut off your access to your digital money. Think about it. Well, according to Daniel Lacow, the main central banks have been deliberating on the concept of introducing digital currency. Remember during the pandemic, they said, oh, use your credit cards, use your debit cards to get us used to doing stuff like that. I'm always paying in cash. Cash is king as far as I'm concerned. I don't like to put things on credit card. But according to Lacow, many citizens fail to grasp the rationale behind the digital bank or the central bank digital currency. And, you know, everything wants to go electronic. Well, why does it want to go electronic? Because they're forcing us to go electronic. Use your credit card. You can take and tap your card on this gizmo and you automatically buy your food just by tapping it. Insert the card, pay for food. Central bank digital currencies. You know, our currency is not worth hardly anything. That's why we have inflation. We could have 96 cent hamburgers, but no, we're paying the $3.29 or whatever. The U.S. dollar is not worth anything because the federal government keeps printing money. The more you print, the less it's worth. Remember that. The more you print, the less it's worth. And they think, oh, we can just keep printing money. That's no big deal. We can spend. Guess what? The chickens are going to come home to roost. I can guarantee that. It's going to come to the point where the U.S. dollar is not worth anything. The digital currencies are not going to be worth anything. You've got countries like Russia, China, and others are buying gold. G-O-L-D, you know, that shiny yellow stuff. They're buying gold like it's going out of sight. Why? Because the BRICS currency with Brazil, Russia, India, South Africa, and a whole host of other countries, I think 46 countries total are going to be the BRICS nations. They are going to go on a gold-backed currency. Ours is fiat, fake money. It's based on paper and debt. Theirs is going to be based on gold. He who has the most wins. Are you going to buy gold? Are you going to buy silver? You know, people buy precious metals, gold, platinum, silver. Because it's a hedge against inflation. And the price of gold is going to go up. I remember when gold was something like $1,500 an ounce. Now it's up over $2,000 an ounce. Think about it. The economy is getting worse. And then the price of gold is going up. So what do you do? Well, I don't make enough money. Okay, then you can buy silver. a silver round. And I think they're going for $26 for the base price. But then due to scarcity, I believe last time I looked was like $35 an ounce. I originally got silver when it was like, I believe, $15.60 an ounce. And now it's 26. I didn't get much. But I thought I would get a little bit just to see the quality and so forth. And gold, the same way. You get a tenth of an ounce of gold. It's small. You could use it to barter with. And a tenth of an ounce right now, I believe, is about $250 for a tenth of an ounce. If you have money, then you might want to invest it in precious metals. I don't care whether you get them from APMEX, silver.com, or wherever. There are plenty of different dealers. You just do your own due diligence and determine how you're going to do things. But first, according to Canadian Prepper and a bunch of others, you better start prepping. And if you haven't, the way the economy is going to be and the way things are going on in the world, if you don't have enough food, enough money, enough water and places to store and purify water, you're in trouble. Look what happens when the communications goes down. People can't call. The internet didn't work. That's scary. What happens if the internet goes down, the electricity goes down, you can't pump gasoline, you can't refrigerate anything? We're in a world of hurt, guys. Just saying. Just thought you'd want to know. Well, also, you take a look at the banks. The bankers are saying, hey, there's no urgency. There's no big rush, according to Elwin de Groot. And he's the head of the macro strategy at Rabobank. And I used to take a look at what Rabobank said. It's European. And it was really interesting to see how they were doing things. But the key message this week, in front of a bunch of central bank people, and it was an FOMC meeting minutes in the ECB, European Central Bank policy accounts, and it was broadly supported by the economic data as well. This has been a markets pair and shift back, according to them, their rate cut expectations further continuing the trend seen since the end of last year. Well, I don't care about that. They're saying everything is fine when it isn't. All countries are having an economic problem. China's got a bad one, and they've been trying to prop theirs up. Some of the European banks have had problems. We've had bank closures here in the United States. SVB out in California was one of them. There have been others. Do you know your banker real well? Do they have a lot of hedge funds and derivatives? And I've talked about that on the show several times. Were they a toxic asset relief program bank? In other words, a TARP bank? Did they pay everything back? There may not be a bailout for the banks. There may be a bail-in where they take money out of your account so they can stay solvent. Do I trust my bank? No, that's why I basically bank with three different banks. One is a farm bank, and the other one is a small bank, and the other one is a big Midwestern bank. I don't want to keep my money what I have in one big bank, because if that bank goes under, and they were under toxic asset relief program, if they suddenly take a dive, I want to make sure that my stuff, even though it's protected by FDIC up to $250,000, they don't say that you're going to get it back immediately. It might take 9 years. Are you going to wait that long? I wouldn't. I would want my money now. What was it, J.G. Wentworth? I want my money and I want it now. Remember those commercials? Oh, yeah. So you might want to keep money out of the bank in a safe place to pay your bills for 3 months. 6 months to a year would be better, but at least 3 months. And you can do that by living simply, and you can still go ahead and prep. That's no problem. I went to Aldi's today, and I went through and I had to buy just a few items. And then I went by the canned goods and I thought, okay, how much do I have as far as canned fruit? I don't have that much on hand. So I bought 4 cans of canned fruit. And then I went on down the aisle and, okay, I need some vegetables. So I went ahead and bought some vegetables, canned vegetables. And I thought, okay, I'm prepped there. So then I go on down to the next aisle, and I see laundry detergent, which normally a jug of this type of laundry detergent would be about $13 to $15, depending on where you bought it in the big name brand stores. Well, I got it for $10.99. So you just say 11 bucks. So I saved a couple bucks on a gallon jug, maybe a little bit more than a gallon, of detergent. And did you know with your detergent, you can use less of it and get the same cleaning capacity? You don't have to take a full cap. There's a line on the inside of that cap. And you look and find that line, and you go ahead and pour the liquid into it. That would be about the type of the size of a Tide pod. And it's only about 1/4 inch on the inside of that cap. And then you can just pour that in your laundry and do your laundry with it. You don't have to use a whole cap full or a half cap full, just a little bit. Goes a long way, and you've been wasting stuff all these years because they're saying use a cap full. Of course, you're using it up. So that's a way to save money. So I went ahead and did that. Then I went around, I looked at other areas, and I bought some other things. And so I'm building up my stock on canned fruit. And I think this week I'll go back and I'll look to see what the prices are, if the prices are decent. Then I will go ahead and get some more canned fruit, canned meat, because you need protein in any type of an emergency. Soups, build up your preps there. Then after you get all of this stuff, your prep items done, 5 items a week, builds up over time. You get that build up. And then you say, okay, I want to go ahead and take some money and I want to buy some precious metals and I want to put them off to the side as a hedge against calamity, inflation. So I'm going to do my research to different places to find out the best I can get and make sure that when I buy silver, it's 99.95% pure. There's always going to be little impurities in it. And the same thing with gold, and make sure that your gold is as pure as you can get it. And you put it away in a safe place. You put your cash away in a safe place. Something that you need to do. Well, Bitcoin, I looked today, Bitcoin was something like $51,000 for one Bitcoin. I remember years ago when Bitcoin was $30 for a Bitcoin. And the prices keep going up and up and up and up. And like I tell people, and they say, oh, you got to get Bitcoin. I said, well, now, wait a minute. Can you hold it in your hand? Can you readily spend it? No. Well, QTR's Fringe Finance report was on Zero Hedge, and they were talking about the next financial crisis could trigger Bitcoin revolution. Bitcoins are ones and zeros in a computer. You can't hold it in your hand. You can't readily spend it. Maybe at Starbucks. There was a thing in Yahoo Finance. This could be Warren Buffett's shrewdest big bet since making billions on Apple. And he raised some eyebrows with Berkshire Hathaway's sale of 10 million shares of Apple in the fourth quarter of 2023. And he said, I wouldn't read too much into that move. And Apple remains the largest holding that Berkshire's portfolio is or has. But he's looking at different things. And Berkshire Hathaway is a big, big company in real estate, a lot of different things. But Warren Buffett sent out a letter to his investors. And he had to give a lot of credit to Charlie Munger, who passed away in November at 99 years old, for being part of the brains behind all of the investments. Charlie Munger really knew his stuff. And, you know, they both grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, and Berkshire is still headquartered there. And the two didn't get together until 1959. And Munger was a lawyer by trade at Munger, Tolles, and Olson. And Munger did a lot of the investing. He's a pretty smart guy. And Warren Buffett was too. And between the two of them, they amassed a big, big, big fortune. You might want to read up on the history of Warren Buffett and, of course, Munger. There's a thing about retail apparel people. It's called Retailer Express, moving towards bankruptcy. How many stores in the United States have gone bankrupt? How many food operations are going bankrupt? Something to check into. Ford has a boo-boo. According to a report in Automotive News, Ford halts the 2024 F-150 Lightning shipments. Ford Motor Company has halted shipment of its 2024 F-150 Lightning electric pickup truck for an undisclosed quality control issue just weeks after slashing product volumes for the EV model. A lot of people are not getting EV cars. Why? Number one, they have fires once in a while. Number two, the batteries are too expensive where you charge them up. And people are just saying, no, we'll stick with gasoline. A lot of the manufacturers are going to go back to using gasoline or diesel. Over in Europe, I guess they use a lot of diesels. Hey, speaking of Europe, Polish farmers to block critical border road, and they have Tusk government faces first serious challenge, and the Polish farmers are planning to block a key frontier road into Germany as part of a growing protest over Europe's green agenda and cheaper imports. Remember, the farmers were actually striking and really protesting with their tractors. They're really angry at the governments over there. almost like the truckers are going into New York State, specifically New York City. If the truckers don't deliver to New York City, there's going to be a big problem. And I think it's going to come to a head. And eventually, New York is going to have to capitulate. Okay? I think what I'm going to talk about Wednesday and again next week on Money and Change is creating an emergency fund. And I think we need to take a look at that, because if you don't have an emergency fund to fall back on, you are in trouble. What happens if a rainy day happens and your car suddenly goes to pieces and you have to get it repaired? The repair bill's $2,000. Oh, I'll put on my credit card. Yeah, 20-some percent interest. Nah, you don't want to do that. If you have a savings account and you have a specifically set aside savings account, a special rainy day account in the bank, a rainy day account that you don't touch, you take a couple bucks every week and you put it into this special fund. You have a plumbing problem in the house and you got to pay for that. You have a roof leak and you have to pay for that. The car doesn't run. Your computer goes down, you can't fix it, you got to buy a new one. That would drive me nuts. You have to pay for that stuff. And sometimes you have to put it on credit, or sometimes you have to get a loan. But I'm telling you right now, you better have an emergency finance account someplace. Okay? Well, guys, that's about all I've got, except for one thing. Hey, if you are in the Miami County area and you need your carpets cleaned, you want to call Adam at 937-773-4772. That's 937-773-4772 for C's Carpet Cleaning Service. They do an excellent job. Also, if you need mold washed off your house that's been growing there for years and you want to get rid of it, make your house look a lot newer, contact Adam over at C's Carpets, because they also do other things too. That's 773-4772. Check them out, okay? And with that, guys, that's all I have for Money and Change this week. And we'll be back Wednesday with My World and then Money and Change next week. And Money and Change next week will be at 7. So you have a good week, and we will talk to you next Sunday. And you can keep the cars, leave me the garage. And all I need are keys and guitars. And it's within 30 seconds, I'm leaving to Mars. Yeah, we leaving across, who's under